I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Ocean Hill, Brooklyn, the site of deadly gunfire in the subway. Our Glenn Shuck joins us with details.
And good morning. Yes, I just arrived here at the scene. There's police tape that's just been removed from the entrance to the street level here of the Rockaway Avenue subway station. Of course, you take the steps down into the station, and that's where the deadly violence happened last night. The cops from the 73rd Precinct telling us they got several 911 calls to respond about 11:15 last night. When they went down, they found 47-year-old Freddie Weston of Brooklyn had been shot once in the head. Mr. Weston was rushed to Brookdale Hospital, and he was pronounced dead on arrival. Still an active investigation here. We have not learned of any arrests yet in this killing. Surveillance footage, of course, always key in cases like this where the person has to get out of the subway at some point. So that's what the police are looking for here, again, at street level. The motive for all of this violence is unclear at this point. We want to stress again, no arrests. And Freddie Weston, 47 years old from Brooklyn, shot once in the head inside the subway station here, is dead. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Rockaway Avenue and Fulton Street in Ocean Hill.
No more lazy summer sleeping in today, right? We are up and at 'em as the new school year gets underway at City Public Schools. Mayor Adams and Schools Chancellor David Banks will be on hand to welcome students back at PS 257 in Williamsburg. This is Banks.
And it's not just school. What it is, you get a chance to see your friends again. You get a chance to be around those teachers who you missed over the summer, who love you. And you look forward to new ventures, new opportunities. It's a new year.
Yesterday, he and the mayor announced that 24 new school buildings will open today for the new school year. That comes as the city has been under intense pressure to meet new state guidelines and reduce class sizes. The 9 schools in Brooklyn, 8 in the Bronx, 6 in Queens, and 1 in Manhattan will add 11,000 seats. A scare at a middle school in the Bronx Wednesday, where a special ed teacher was grazed by a bullet as he was prepping for today. Officials say it came flying through a window.
Police say this wasn't a targeted attack on MS-391, but they still don't know where the bullet came from or who is behind this. Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gibson tells us the teacher who was struck is recovering.
He was setting up his classroom when it happened and didn't even realize that a bullet had grazed his hand until he looked down and saw that he was bleeding. And just the impact of that is traumatizing.
Kids return back to school, and she says additional social workers will be here on school property for any staff, students, and families.
But we just want to make sure all the teachers at 391 are assured that we're doing everything possible to keep them safe.
Extra school safety agents and NYPD officers also will be here at the start of the school day through dismissal. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Fordham.
A new push on Long Island for a bill up in Albany that would feed all school children across New York State for free.
One of the things that New York has done is try to do healthy school meals for all. Now, we've taken great strides in New York, but we need to make sure that everyone is covered. And right now, everyone isn't covered.
That's Assemblywoman Gina Saliti, who will be leading a rally this afternoon at Great Neck South Middle School to call on Albany to make this happen. She tells 1010 Winds having free lunches for all would not only take care of families who fall through the cracks, it would also remove the stigma surrounding free meals. The City Department of Transportation getting some pushback now over a plan to add a dedicated bus lane along 96th Street. Ellen Harvey is with the 96th Street Coalition.
By putting a bus lane on this street, you're going to take regular traffic down to one lane, which will then all of a sudden implement traffic that has never been there before. So there's a whole effect, the domino effect that is going to happen by this.
Including, she tells 1010 Winds, making it nearly impossible for vehicles like cabs to make quick drop-offs. Well, members of the coalition will be joining City Council members Gail Brewer and Sean Abreu at 9:15 this morning. They'll talk more about this on the corner of West 96th and Columbus Avenue. Next week, we mark the 23rd anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. And this year, the FDNY adds 32 names to its memorial. These are members who died from 9/11 related illnesses.
Through tragedy, a family was built.
The memorial we wish we didn't have to hold.
But FDNY Commissioner Robert Tucker thanked the families of these fallen first responders for letting the FDNY support them. For Victoria Scalone, whose husband Christopher died last year, it's a big you're welcome.
I feel the love here and the recognition that the fire department gives to these fallen firefighters, and the love and the support that they give to the families is off the charts.
She never thought her husband, who she says was very protective of his men, would end up on this list. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at FDNY headquarters.
All right, the big story today may be the first day of school.
On the first day of Christmas, might you look into me?
Yeah.
A partridge in
We're
a
already
tree.
Talking about the holiday season, the in fact.
Almost half of U.S. consumers plan to start their holiday shopping by Halloween. Ted Rossman is a senior analyst with Bankrate.com.
I know it sounds early. I actually think it's a good thing because it gives people more time to find the best deals and spread out their cash flow.
Bankrate found that most people plan to spend less on holiday shopping this year than they did last year.
Correspondent Jim Crisula. Well, there's going to be a whole lot of tumbling going on at Citi Field this fall. That's where the largest bounce house in the world will be set up. This was in Hicksville over the summer. It'll be heading to Queens, complete with towering slides, ball pits, climbing towers, and basketball hoops. Sounds fun. Along with that, there's also going to be a 900-foot obstacle course and other attractions, including airspace, where you can bounce alongside aliens. Tickets start at $22 for a three-hour timed window, all sessions done by age group. Get your tickets at thebigbounceamerica.com. The Made in New York Awards to be handed out this fall before a live audience. They were created in 2006 by the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment to recognize individuals and organizations that have made significant contributions to the city's entertainment and digital media industries. But for the last 10 years, there's been no actual ceremony. Yeah, the awards were handed out individually at different venues. Well, that all changes this year when the recipients will be honored on October 28th at Gracie Mansion. The OME says the honorees will be announced closer to that date.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.